Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Your goodness will. Praise God, LAT. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope we all had a good week. My name is Joanne Isoke, and I'm going to take us through today's session. Today's session is mainly in line with a dream that was shared in the Word for the Week and the prayer direction that went out. I urge each one of us, wherever we are, to please join me. Join us. Let us come together and pray and intercede for this nation. Let us pray for ourselves. Let us also pray for the president and the whole leadership during this time. For the benefit of those who were not able to either get the word for the week or the prayer direction, I'm going to read what was shared in the word for the week, so that we are all on the same page. In the morning of 31st July 2021, just after the presidential address on easing the 42-day lockdown, a brother in Christ in our church, LAT, had the following dream. I was with a group of people on a plane that had flown out of Uganda, heading for Afghanistan. At some point during the flight, the pilot exited the cockpit, walked to the rear of the plane, leaving the plane to fly in autopilot. As we started our descent for landing in Afghanistan, the pilot hadn't returned to the cockpit. The plane was therefore still in autopilot, but flying too fast. I started calling on the name of Jesus, because I knew that this was going to be a plane crash with loss of life. Then the plane made a hard landing at a very high speed while clipping the building along the runway. The plane overran the highway into the hills overlooking the airport before it broke up into pieces. I found myself cast outside on one of the plane's engines. While we were crash landing, I was aware that this was a dream, and I wondered what it meant. Now, this is the interpretation of that very dream. We know currently that Afghanistan is a very dangerous place to go because of the civil war happening there. That the dream came that very night, immediately after the president had eased the lockdown, means that Ugandans, who are symbolized as the passengers on the plane, with the president, who is symbolized as the pilot, are headed for grave danger as far as the COVID-19 pandemic is concerned. According to a certain online dictionary, being on autopilot means you are acting without thinking of what you are doing. Usually because you have done it many times before or because you are very tired. In the current context of Uganda, the part in the dream where the plane started flying in autopilot means that the measures or the timing of easing the lockdown were not well thought through. For that reason, just as in the dream, the plane crashed, and we as a nation are headed for terrible times as far as the COVID-19 pandemic is concerned. Now, how should we apply this dream? We are encouraged in the word of the week that we should emulate what the dreamer did in the dream. He prayed for the safety of his life. We too must pray for the safety of ours. Seeing that we are passengers on that plane, which is currently in autopilot, let us pray for our safety and against the loss of lives. And as we do, let us also play our part and buckle up by observing the COVID-19 SOPs, regularly washing our hands with soap or sanitize them, wear your mask, keep social distance, avoid crowds, and get vaccinated. In the word of the week, we're also reminded that There could even be a possibility that the disaster prophesied in the dream can be prayed away. So let us pray as we are led by the Spirit of God. May God be praised for His grace in warning us of what could happen. Hallelujah. When I read this word of the week, and as I thought through what this really means, what came to me was the charge that Paul gave Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. It says, I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. By this scripture, we are reminded to pray all sorts of prayer. And to me, this translates to praying as led by the Spirit of God. That could be a prayer in tongues or a prayer that you understand, as long as it's a prayer that is led by the Spirit of God. And that prayer that is led by the Spirit of God covers the kinds of prayers that are mentioned here. That is petitions, intercessions, and thanksgiving. Then another thing that comes to me in this verse is that we have to pray for all people. Now, whether or not they are born again, God loves people. God loves His children, but He also loves our brothers and sisters who are not born again. We have to pray for them. Then we have to pray for kings and all those in authority. The kings here refers to the president. And all those in authority, those are the people that are supporting the president in leadership. These are our ministers, there are MPs, our local council chairman, every person who is involved in leadership in the country. Why should we do this? That we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. As we prepare to enter our time of prayer, I just want to remind us that whenever God sends dreams like this warning us, His intention at the end of the day is to redeem people. There could be a calamity, but it would be worse if we hadn't prayed. Or He could actually, His intention could be to avert the calamity altogether. So today, we are going to pray mainly for three things. We're going to pray that God will intervene and avert the calamity that is depicted in the dream. Then we're also going to pray for the president and the leadership to have godly wisdom and courage to make the right decision. The honest truth is, it's very difficult for every president or any leader during this time to make decisions, the right decisions for their country. This has never been faced before. We don't have all the information on the vaccines, on even the SOPs. But it's important for us to pray for the leadership. This is why they need wisdom. And sometimes they also need courage to do the right thing. There are so many pressures. Imagine you being a president of a country. You've never been faced with such a problem where your citizens are, there is a risk of total annihilation of all your citizens, death of a whole country. No president has faced such a challenge before to this magnitude. So we must understand that it's such a difficult time and they need the courage to make the right decision amidst all the pressures. And it's not like COVID is the only problem that the nation is facing. Then number three, we pray for the citizens. Pray for yourself and myself, for everybody that you interact with, to be more vigilant in following the SOPs. Again, we are going to pray for God to intervene and avert the calamity depicted in the dream. We are going to pray for the president and the leadership to have godly wisdom and courage to make the right decisions. Then we are going to pray for ourselves, for all people, to be vigilant in following the SOPs. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for your revelation concerning our nation. Lord, we thank you that Uganda is special to you, O God. We thank you that we have a divine purpose and a plan as a nation. Father, we thank you even for the dream that came our way. Lord, we thank you for the warning. But Lord God, we also thank you that whenever you reveal things to us, you want to redeem us and not cause us to fear. Lord God, we thank you because you're such a good God and a loving God. We praise your name and we glorify you. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us. Thank you, Lord, for protecting our families. Thank you, Lord, for protecting our president and the leadership, O God. Yes, deaths have happened, but Lord, you have been faithful. You have watched over our children. You have watched over our leaders. You have watched over the people that have been in hospital. Your healing hand has moved and touched several people, O God, on those hospital beds that you have healed them of COVID. They have come out and testified that surely you have been a good God. You have healed them. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we commit this time of prayer into your hands. We invite the presence of the Holy Ghost to meet us in every home, to bring us together in unity of the purpose for which you sent this dream. Father, Lord God, we thank you because, Lord, your purposes for Uganda will and must come to pass. Father, we commit our leadership, our president, into your hands, O God. Lord, we thank you that he's our president for such a time as this. Oh, Lord, we pray that you shall soften his heart, that he shall hear from you, O God. Give him courage. Give him courage and boldness to make the right decision. Father, Lord Jesus, we commit the team that works closely with him concerning this COVID pandemic, O God. Give them wisdom as well. Speak to them while they go to sleep. While they sit and ponder on the decisions and the policies to be made, Father, may your will be made clear to them, O God. And Father, may they stand. May they stand for you, King of Glory. May they stand for your will and your purposes, O God. Father, for every policy and every decision, every kind of advice that does not line up with your will, we refute it right now in the name of Jesus. It is exposed as foolishness to our president for what it is, O God. Father, Lord God, we thank you because this is happening in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, O Lord, that you are God who saves. You are a God who intervenes. You are a God who changes things, O Lord. Father, we pray that this calamity that awaits to befall the nation Uganda shall not happen. Lord God, may you raise up your army, O Father, that army that will protect the citizens, O God. Father, may you charge your angels concerning Uganda, O God. As we start to walk in obedience to your will, may you cause your angels, the angels, to arise and protect us, O God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that this calamity shall not happen. We refuse it in the name of Jesus. We send forth this word with authority that we shall not see death. In the name of Jesus, we shall not see that this nation will not be completely finished because of COVID-19, oh God. Father, we pray that lives will be saved. Father, we pray that we shall see an increase of healings happening. May your hand visit our nation, oh God. May your healing hand visit our hospitals, those people who want oxygen, the children that are sick in homes, the adults, the elderly, Father. May you visit them with your healing hand, oh Lord God, we pray. May you visit them, oh God. Visit our homes, Father, that we shall once again move in boldness and confidence and not fear, oh God, that this disease will take us, oh God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord God, whatever the devil meant for harm, you turn out for the good in the name of Jesus. Whatever schemes and plans of the enemy meant for Uganda, meant to destroy this nation, we cancel them right now. In the name of Jesus, we cancel them right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord God, Rimande Zetelebara, Lebrozila Mandele Brozote Kelema, Roziele Mandele Brozikelema Zataya, Rikale Lebo Sierebo Jekelema, Masete Kalaba, Robo Brozinda Liamase Keleleboshe, Liatala Brozenda Liabokosi Yerebos, Rimanda Zeke Telelema Shikaya, Ridala Bozete Lebambro Zaliba, Rimando Zobrabozi Calabra Zendelemos, Riboboji Calabra Baba Baba Baba. Lord God, we pray that the course of this nation shall change in the name of Jesus. Rima Brozete Keleba, Roboboji Elemasi Calaba. Baba, Rika talambro zeta lambro kase tayelele, Rimanda la brozike telele mandele bos, Rimanda la bozeke le masika la mama, Mande zali brazakaye, Ribro gosa talema, Ribro zike le brozantaya, Ekele masi yara bosheketa, Riba baba mama sika yara ma. Misika tayerebos, riboboye kele mashikaraba, romosa talama mama, ribrokaya masike telebos, rimama masika tayaraba, robobobobose ketalama, riata labosi kalabababa, rose telemama mama, ribobosi yalama mama. You shall save those lives, O God. Ribrosin talambrokaya mase, rosi eteleba brozekeya, mandezi araboshi kabababababa, Mandeze telebosi yorobobobobo. We refuse our children to be orphaned in the name of Jesus. Rikayabo setaya. Mandezi arabababababa. Robo setekelema. Robo siyelema sataya. Rikaye mosetelemo sekeya. Rika telema zataya mama mama. O robo jielema sanderebos. Ribabababababa seketaye. Romo sikalamandelebo sekete. Razele masikari. Baba 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 manda seketele bobobobo rikala mande bosiere mandereba Rikate, ribobobo, jetele mandala mama, royese telema. Lord God, we pray that you will forgive us, O God, where we have gone wrong, where we have veered off the path of your will concerning our nation during this time, O God. Father, we ask that you forgive us for the wrong decisions we have made, O God. Lord, we ask that you will forgive us, O Lord. As a nation, Father, Lord, we come to you. We ask you that you will forgive us, O God. Father, may you help us to turn from our evil ways, the selfishness, O God, in our ministries, King of Glory, the selfishness in our leadership, O God. Father, we ask that you will forgive us, O God. Father, Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus, Mande Zelebos, Ribra de Kesindolobos, Ribra Dala Maseketayaba, Rose Telemama, Robobobo Shikala Baba Baba. Look with mercy upon this nation, O God. Rasende Bozele Masika, Ribosa Talamando Kosaya, Ribosi Yetelemandalama, Rosa Tetele Baba Baba Baba, Rosi Kalemande Ribosi, Rikaya Mande Baba Baba Baba, Yes, Tele. Mele mama mama ma. May you cause a change of direction, O God. Ma se teke ye. Ma zele bo koriba. Ribo sandele ma. Let your will come to pass, O God. Let your will prevail against the plans of the evil one, O God. Let your will prevail against the policies of the evil one, O God. Let your will prevail, King of Glory. Ma sheke telebor. Libro zendele masikala mama ma. Ma se teke tayara baba ba. And Lord God, we pray for ourselves, O Father. We pray, King of Glory, that you will cause an urgency in our hearts to follow, to be vigilant with the SOPs, O God, to protect each other against any further harm, O God. Rima zete kele masiyaraba, roze ke talamandele bababa, o rimande broze ke talama, riabo bobobo shikelele basataya, lema broziya lamande kele bababa. And yet, Father, we know that even if we did all we can, if it is not for you, O God, then we cannot stand a chance as a nation. Father, we pray that you will intervene, O God. Father, we pray, we invite you to intervene in the affairs of this nation, O God. Intervene in the affairs of this nation during this time, O God. Mashete telebo, mashete telebo, ribrada zekate, mandelebo seketalaba, lobro zetele mandakaya, yese le mazila masantele. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you, Jesus. We receive your healing. We receive your wisdom. We receive your courage, Father. We receive the unction from the Holy Spirit, an unction of urgency to follow the SOPs, O God. Father, we receive our safety and security as we dwell and follow you, O God. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Thank you so much for being part of this prayer session. I encourage all of us during the week, whenever you have some free time, to continue praying until we see a change in our nation, especially concerning this revelation. May God bless you all and have a great week.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.